Good morning. How's everybody doing? Everybody doing good? Let's take a deep breath and bring ourselves into this moment. Right here, right now, this is our moment. One presence, one power. All the other stuff doesn't matter. It's just an experience for us to move through. So let's center ourselves for a moment and bring ourselves into this time and place. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful. We're grateful that we are able to come into this chapel this morning, that we're able to blend together with like consciousness, to lift one another up to that high frequency of the Christ. As we sit here in the quietness of this moment, we just know that the Christ in us is beholding the Christ in each and every one in this room. So we surrender to the presence and power that is as we move into this time of worship. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for the technology, for the lights, for the warmth that we feel in this very chapel. We thank you for the music we'll hear and for the words that will be spoken. We are truly grateful, and we come with a grateful heart as we say thank you for all things. So for this service and everything related, we say thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.
Gonna set it free, let things be, let the thrill of life carry me, 'cause now I know I'm in the flow, I'm finally free, oh blessed be. Gonna set it free, let things be, let the thrill of life carry me, 'cause now I know I'm in the flow, I'm finally free, oh blessed be. Life unfolds with grace and ease, endless possibilities, they're everywhere, they've always been, when I choose to let them in. Gonna set it free, let things be, let the thrill of life carry me, 'cause now I know I'm in the flow, I'm finally free, oh blessed be. Gonna set it free, let things be, let the thrill of life carry me, 'cause now I know I'm in the flow, I'm finally free, oh blessed be. I've outgrown those smaller dreams, the way they used to limit me. I make the space, invite love in, magic fills my life again. Shoo. Shoo, shoo, shoo. I trust that flow, trust don't flow. Need to know, need to I dance into the great unknown. Gonna set it free, let things be, let the thrill of life carry me, 'cause now I know I'm in the flow, I'm finally free, oh blessed be. Gonna set it free, let things be. Let the thrill of life carry me. Cause now I know I'm in the flow. I'm finally free, oh blessed be. Cause now I know I'm in the flow. I'm finally free, oh blessed be. I'm finally free. You know I'm finally free. Oh, blessed be.
Good morning. Today's word, daily word, is prosperity. I broaden my perspective of prosperity. When I think of prosperity, I may think of financial wealth or my possessions. I may even feel tempted to compare my life to someone else's and feel as though I come up short in comparison. Today, my understanding of prosperity grows. Feeling safe and secure in what I am is prosperity. Knowing I am gloriously made in the image of God is priceless. Realizing the abundance of the natural world and partaking of it is truly a gift. All of these are wonderful reminders. I reside in the kingdom of heaven. The more I appreciate the riches of the material world, the more aware I am of my greatest prosperity, my oneness with God. And the following is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?
Good morning, everyone. It's so great to be back. I missed you the last 2 weeks, and it's wonderful to be here. Will you join me in our vision and mission statements together? Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission? Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. And then our unity affirmation, which is being said in unity churches and centers all over the world. Let's join together and imagine everybody here with us together. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent. And allow yourself to really feel that truth. That no matter what's going on in the outer world, there is one presence and one power within you and around you, which is greater than any difficulty or anything that's unlike wholeness. And for our awareness of this, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Now we're going to bless our youth and the children of the world and the little kid that's in you. So if you'll rub your hands together and join in blessing the youth together. Children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Okay, you have your announcements in this blue sheet in your bulletin. And also our ongoing things are in the bulletin on the left side, are things that happen all the time. I want to really highlight and remind you all that our annual membership meeting is actually the fourth Sunday of February. It's a very important time. So please make plans to be with us. And we get to hear what happened, all of our good stuff for the year before and plans for the new year. No movie night in January and February. There's a book study that's happening on Thursday nights. I don't know, is it still possible, Vernetta, for people to join that? So if you're interested in being part of that, our new Kirsten might want to become a part of that. You can contact the teacher there if you're interested, because then you can get the Zoom link and learn more about it. Exciting, in February, Vernetta's going to be doing classes right here live and in person. This is the first time we've done that since the pandemic, so it's really exciting. I know that for some of you, being here in person is better for you than having to do it over the computer. So this is for you. It's for everybody, actually. Okay, you can see the other things that are in there. I also want to remind you that your report of your donations for the year, actually Vicki is now, she's got those and she'll pass them out to you if you don't have yours yet. And also I want to remind you that the Amazon Smile donations that we've been getting, Amazon sent out a note to all of us who do those Smile donations that they're no longer going to be doing that, because they found other ways that they're serving. And it probably did become pretty cumbersome, because they probably had thousands of places they had to do that. So just to let you know, but you still have time, because I don't remember the exact date. Does anybody else? Is it February 11th? February 20th. So order everything you want now on Amazon Smile so the church gets a donation. Treat yourself and say, well, I'm doing it for the church. Okay, that's a good excuse, right? Okay, and also I want to welcome, we have a new Kirsten. Most of you have met her, and I'm excited because she moved here recently from Fort Lauderdale. That's where our son and daughter-in-law got married, so I'm remembering that. And she knows about Unity, so we're just delighted that she's found us and she's here with us, so welcome. Also, what else do I want to say? Don't forget, we have refreshments. Do we have refreshments? I always forget to mention that. We have fellowship and refreshments, so inviting you for that later. Okay, I'm done. Now it's time for more music.
I'm
Well, good morning again. You look beautiful. Thank you for looking beautiful. I need the energy. You feed me up here. Well, I have not seen nor ear heard the good that God has prepared for us. You know, lately, I've been having a reoccurring thought, and the reoccurring thought is around the thought of vision. You know, not vision as a set plan, but vision as a possibility. And the thought keeps coming to me, hold the vision. We're embarking upon a brand new year, and I'm sure it will not be a year without challenges. But when we hold the vision of knowing that there is more than we're seeing with our human eyes, then we open up the pathway for our good to flow through. You know, we live, move, and have our being where? In spirit, in God, in all that is. And this allness, just think, you're a part of the whole. And the whole is this universe. And this universe is bursting, is opulent, it's full of possibilities. You know, the Christ in us is powerful. When we get to know it, that's the key, is getting to know it, making friends with it, letting it lead and guide and shine its light in you and through you and out into the universe to reach and touch others who may be in need of this truth this morning. So yes, there is more than the physical eye can see. Some of the stuff that we look at, they're just appearances. They're temporary. They did not come to stay. They came to pass. That's where that phrase comes from, this too shall pass. Those activities, those experiences in your life, whatever you may be going through right here, right now, whether it hurts or painful or whether it's a disappointment, it did not come to stay. It came to pass. So what do we do with that? What do we take from those experiences? In this physical existence that we call human life human life. In this physical existence, you know, we encounter the distractions. We encounter the setbacks that slow us down and cause us to turn away from that original vision that we might have been holding to. That vision that I am a child of God. And I'm standing on the truth of my being that I can accomplish and achieve. I am not the scum of the pond. I am worthy. Say that with me. I am worthy. What is it you're moving through today? What experience is going on right now in your life? When we come into an environment like this where all the consciousness is lifted, And then we step out. We tend to forget momentarily the power that is within us. Some of you are studying that the universe is calling. You're learning there's power within you. Power to move you through these experiences. Power to give you that ability to stand in your strength. Yes. You know, in Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. For me, this is saying, if I don't hold a vision of wholeness, if I don't hold a vision of prosperity, the perish is that I'm going to miss out on my opportunity. I'm going to block my blessing by not knowing the truth of whatever situation it is. If you're going through an illness, the truth is you're whole, you're free, you're able, you're capable of experiencing life to the fullest. What does that look like? That depends. Sometimes it's good to go through a change, to go through an activity of closing this door and moving through another open door. That could be the healing. That could be the blessing. If you're not understanding what I'm saying, come to class. So you'll learn that there's more to us than just the physical being. You're spiritual beings, first and foremost. So, what too often we fail to realize, and this was a big one for me coming into the Unity Way of Study, I didn't realize that all the distractions, all the setbacks, they're not interruptions of my journey. They're actually important parts of my journey because they have brought me to the point where I am right now, standing in my truth, knowing deep in my soul that I, through my human self, have not seen all that God has prepared for me. And that's true for you too. I have not seen, if we're talking about these physical eyes, but when we look through the spiritual realm, through the eyes of spirit, through the eyes of our Christ consciousness, oh, wow, it's a whole different world. It's a whole new ball game. We can take what we're given, use it, and move through. One of the most important lessons that we can learn about our journey here today is that the destination is not nearly as important as the journey itself. Are you missing the journey? Are you missing it by wallowing in poor me? I used to do that. Oh, poor me. Why is this happening to me now? Missing the important part of the journey. The journey is, what am I going to do with this? Not what am I going to do with this? What am I saying? What is God and I going to do with this today? Of myself, I can do nothing. The spirit within me moves me. and pushes me along the way. So if I don't know the Spirit within me, what happens to with that? I'm kind of stuck, huh? Through prayer, through meditation, we get to know a deeper side of ourselves. Through sitting in the quiet, open and surrendering to the power and the presence and the energy within, we get to go deeper into ourselves. That's a Daniel Namath song, isn't it? Go deeper, deeper into myself, my being. So, let's see where I'm supposed to be. Yeah, wherever I am, that's absolutely correct. I am in my right place, right here, right now. So, 2 Corinthians, verse 9, I have not seen nor ear heard. Doesn't that make you feel good to know that there's so much more that's coming to you? There's so much more than what you can imagine. Oh, wow, when I think about that, I get excited because I'm opening the door. I'm saying, yes, divine energy. I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of us the things which God hath prepared for us that love him. Now, I've heard some interpretations of the phrase that love him, but for me, that love him simply means that for those of us who have come into the conscious awareness, remember I'm saying conscious is everything that's out here that we know about. The rug is here. I know that's a rug because it's in my consciousness. Them that love him simply means for those of us who have come into the conscious awareness, one presence, one power. And guess what? We are that because we live and move and have our being in all that is spirit. If you don't have a good grasp on that, take some time. Because the very day, how many of you remember the very day you came into an awareness of the Christ in you? I remember my very day. I was at a memorial service, and the minister said, Christ in you, your hope of glory. First time I had heard that, I was full of sadness, but that penetrated my soul, and guess what? I'm here today because of that. That's what drew me into unity. I didn't know in me was something so powerful. It could move through the world of experiences and appearances and be strong and hold on. So I'm going to use this example to bring this to light. I was reading about Joseph, Jacob's 11th son. Rachel was his mother. I was reading about how he went through so much adversity. But through it all, nothing could keep him down. We all, if anybody that's read the story, his brothers were jealous of him. And sure, he might have been a little, well, not full of himself, but he might have been full of spirit. That's the way you say it. To the point where he was very confident in everything he did. His brothers were jealous and they sold him into slavery. He ended up working for a rich household. But then he was accused falsely by the owner's wife and ended up in prison. I truly believe Joseph was still moving with a Christ consciousness attitude. He ended up, the Pharaoh was having a lot of bad dreams and was troubled. And he ended up interpreting the dream for the Pharaoh. And we all know that was about the 7 years of drought and the 7 years of abundance. Well, all these activities led Joseph to eventually being freed, which eventually led to him being the overseer of the warehouses during the time of famine. It's a beautiful story. I should have the scripture for you, but it's a beautiful story. You can look it up. Joseph, in the end, forgave his brothers. That's a hard challenge, isn't it? To come through something. But the minute you learn about your true nature, you can begin to let go of some of that stuff of the past. And no matter what you're going through, knowing that there is more good available to you, you can stand in your strength and endure and move through and take the lesson you are to learn from that and live a fantastic life. So, what I thought about what I read, through it all, Joseph held his faith. After all he went through, he acknowledged his source as being God. In acknowledging his source as being God, he was able to stand in this truth. Now, I want to give you a few metaphysics of this set of passages. Joseph represents the state of consciousness in which we increase in character. I like that. He represents the state of consciousness in which we increase in character. Joseph's story is really our story. It's what you move through. And if we take a page from his book, oh my, just think how gently you're going to move through those experiences that don't feel so warm and fuzzy. Sometimes instead of letting things unfold in our lives, we resist. That's where the challenge comes in the resistance. If we know it's just a flow, that it's just a process we're going through, that it's just something we're moving through, then we open ourselves to that state of non-resistance and our good flows. We move through that. Joseph was tempted to resist, I'm sure. But I believe that he decided, no matter what he was dealt, he was going to stand in his truth and move through it. I have not seen nor ear heard the good that was prepared for Joseph. Because when we think about the ending of his story, wow, he was over all the storehouses. Over, and where did he come from? Meager beginnings. He came from being thrown into slavery. He came from being challenged with an experience that placed him in prison. But through it all, he conquered, didn't he? So I want to read this because this kind of pulls it, this I have not seen business altogether for me. And this is from our co-founder, Myrtle Fillmore's writings. And I love this because this places it all in right perspective. So Myrtle is talking about her healing, or when she came into the awareness that she was more than just a physical being. And I like this. Let me just read it. She says, the light of God revealed to us, she was speaking of her and Charles. She says, the light of God revealed to us, and the thought came to me first, that life was of God. That we were inseparably one with the source. And that we inherited from the divine and perfect Father. What that revelation did to me at first was not apparent to the senses, but it held my mind above negation. And I began to claim my birthright and to act as though I believed myself the child of God, filled with his life. I gained, and others saw there was something new to me. People do watch us. I'm going to break from this a moment. People do watch you. They watch how you handle things. They watch how you move through experiences. I'm just beginning to learn. Take that deep breath and just know everything is as it should be. And move through that experience. So Myrtle goes on to say, I began to claim my birthright and to act as though I believed myself the child of God. Filled with his life, I gained, and others saw that there was something new to me. They asked me to share it. Aren't we glad she did? I am, for one. And asked me to share it. And I did. And others were healed and began to study. My husband continued, that's Charles, continued his business. And at first took little interest in what I was doing. But after a time, he became absorbed in the study of truth too. We consecrate ourselves to the Lord and kept busy doing daily what we felt love led to do. And we began to prosper a little at a time, and our health continued to improve. Wow. And not only that, look at us here today. Look how many people are following their footsteps. Look how many people are declaring, I am a child of God. Look how many people are looking beyond the appearances and moving through their experiences. Wow. It's an opulent universe. It's there for you. Open your hearts. Open your minds. Take time to get centered within. And as the psalmist said, I like this, be still and know that I am God. I am spirit. That presence and that power is in me. And I'm holding on and I'm not taking it back. Stand strong in your truth. Be still and know that I have not seen nor ear heard the good that God has prepared for you. And as you receive your blessings, guess what? You bless this ministry. And as we look around, there may just be a couple of us in the room today. We know there's a couple that are listening in regularly. And we know that there's a couple that may, because of the weather today, decided not to make the journey. But we know that our good is opulent and full. And we say, yes, Divine Spirit, we're ready, right? Yeah, we're ready to open our hearts and accept. So in accepting or learning to accept, let's take a few moments in the quiet. Let's take a few moments in prayer, because that is where we gain our momentum. That is where we gain our strength. When we take time to turn within and center ourselves in the energy that we are. And as we do that, let's begin it with affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And we know that it is so. Take a moment, close your eyes or focus on the candle in the room. But take a deep breath, and as you release it, bring yourself down into your heart region. We know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And as we relax and open our minds, as we relax and let go of all the stuff, all the thoughts that brought us in here today, we see the vision. The vision is of peace, peace among ourselves as well as others. Peace to know when to respond and peace to know when it's time to dwell in the quiet. And we see the vision of beauty. We live in a beautiful world when we open our eyes to recognize it. when we come into the awareness that all has been prepared for us to behold before the foundation of the very world. Before form was made visible, peace, beauty, tranquility, and love was there. And when we step into the realization that everything works for our good, everything is working together, to form for us this opulent life. So we let go of this notion of seeing through human eyes to seeing through the eyes of spirit. We're so grateful this morning. And we take a moment individually, deep within, to express appreciation for all that we see and all that we see through our spiritual being. And we do so just for a few moments in the silence. One presence, one power. Standing on that truth. One presence, one power, and we are part of the whole. We live, move, and have our being in all that is of God. So, Holy Spirit, we just say thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for breath. Thank you for an awareness that in us is greatness. And for this and all things, we just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. I want you to affirm with me this affirmation. And it's in your bulletin. But let me read it to you and let the words soak in. I open myself to the divine flow of goodness, ideas, and substance. Let's affirm that together. I open myself to the divine flow of goodness, ideas, and substance. And as we hold that to be the truth for ourselves, turn to someone and let's say it beginning with you open together. You open yourself to the divine flow of goodness, ideas, and substance. And we know that to be the truth for all beings. So as a sense of community, let's affirm this together using "we open for the whole universe." Together, we open ourselves to the divine flow of goodness, ideas, and substance. And we hold that to be the truth of our being. And we are grateful. And we get a chance to practice this in the taking of our love offerings and our gifts. You know, this is an opulent universe. There's a lot flowing out here, and we open our hearts and our minds to receive. And in receiving, we want to be good stewards, so we take these gifts and we use them to do the work and the will of Spirit. So if you have your gifts, let's take them in our hands. I like to rub energy into mine. Yeah, I was somewhere and I was about to give and somebody said, "Well, why are you rubbing it?" Hey, this is energy. I want it to flow. I want to release it out into the universe. So let's release it by affirming our prosperity affirmation together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God. Let's have some music.
Have you ever reached the rainbow's end? And did you find your pot of gold? Ever catch a shooting star? And tell me, how high did you soar? Ever felt like you were dreaming, just to find that you're awake, and the magic that surrounds you can lift you up and guide you on your way? I can see in the stars across the sky. Dreamt 100,000 dreams before. Out in the distance, you see it never was that far. Oh no, heaven knows your existence and wants you to be everything you are. Oh, there's a time for every soul to fly. It's in the eyes of every child. It's the hope that love can save the world. Oh, we should never let it go.
All right, well, bless our love offering. We're so grateful that you're sharing your substance with us. So we take these gifts and we say thank you, God, for the many places from where they come from. And we take them in as Unity Church of Light, and we release them to the universe to do your work and your will. And we are grateful. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Let's make our circle. And as we make the circle, some of the tax forms, I didn't know exactly who was coming today. So if you didn't receive one and you have given anything to Unity Church of Light, please know that they're in the mail. We put a bunch in the mail, and I have a few more I'm going to put in the mail. So thank you for your gifts this year. I had another announcement. I can't think of it right now. So in this circle, there's power in the room. If someone has asked you to pray with them this week, or if you want prayer for yourself, or if you have something you want to celebrate and let us feed more energy into that, you can speak it aloud now or hold it in your heart, but do so right now. Right, right. We hold her in the light of stability.
I want to ask for prayers for stability too. Thank you for the prayers, but I am so busy here this morning that I'm not nervous. So your experience, so I need more prayers.
All right, they're coming at you. We want to continue to hold Mary Smith in love and light. I haven't got by to see her yet since she's been home, but I know I'm claiming right here, right now, that she's bouncing back and it'll be back with us shortly. So. Yes. All right, we hold them in the light. Mm-hmm. And for the situation in Memphis, we want to send love into that situation. We want to hold them in love and light, and we want to remember, even though this seems to be reoccurring, we still want to hold to the thought that these things, all this hatred and that's stirring around, did not come to stay. It came to pass. And so we don't want to resist it. We want to feed love into those situations when we watch them on television and places, hear about them.
And pray for the healing of the people who are doing Because clearly they are really, something inside them is really not feeling loved and all that. Because they're acting out in ways. So they really need our prayers.
Yes, and lots of love out there. All right, so let's surround all this in the prayer protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And I'd just like to thank our guests for coming and worshiping with us this morning. And I'm going to run out of here real quick, so don't think it's not because I don't love you. I love you dearly. All right, Sarah.